Wake up every morning the good way.
Ek het 'n bietjie op te vang met kliniese sielkundige, 'n goeie vriend van die Good Morning Breakfast, Dr. Angie Foster. Nou, dokter, ons sien, jy weet, die matriek eindeksamen van 2025 op die horison. Skop natuurlik in binne as 24 uur af. Ouers se naals al reeds tot in die beddings ingekou. Jy weet, die senuwees loop hoog. Maar nie net, jy weet, so doen met die eindeksamen nie, maar ook, jy weet, jaar eindeksamens en regdeur.
Ja, enig iets wat jou kinders in betrokke is, want jy het nou jou deel gedoen, nou wat, hoe moet jy hulle
verder vat en bystaan.
Wat is jou doel?
Exactly. Max, ek denk daar is die perfecte vraag. Dokter, so wat is die rol van die ouer gedurende hierdie tyd?
So, firstly, good luck to all of the matrics. And also to all of the parents, this is going to be a challenging next few weeks. I think practical support is firstly where a person should start as a parent. Make sure that your matric has a quiet space where they can focus. And it's also our job as parents to encourage the whole family system to be supportive and to keep other people quiet and to stop people from bothering the matric while they are studying. Or even while they're sleeping. So just providing some practical support in that way. Snacks, lots of water, and also just being around. Teenagers are notorious for not wanting to talk when the parents come and try to chat with them. But at the most inopportune moments, they sometimes decide to pop in and sort of drop a bombshell on you. So during these next few weeks, this is the time where a person really does try to stretch and try to be available, even if it means perhaps neglecting your own activities and maybe even your own work duties a little bit. Perhaps it's also important for parents just to keep some perspective. Hierdie is nie jou eksamen nie. Jy kan dit ongelukkig nie vir hulle doen nie. Dit is ook nie altyd so ongelooflik groot en belangrik soos ons partykeer begin glo nie. Try to be as positive as possible and then also humor. Lots of hugs, even if you're met with a bit of a prickly response, your teenager does appreciate it, even if it's difficult for them to express the vulnerability at this point in time. And then Nora Ephron said, when your children are teenagers, it's important to have a dog so that someone in the house is happy to see you when you get home. Just never lose your sense of humor as well.
100%. Thank you so much, Dr. Angie Foster, clinical psychologist, you know, guiding us as parents through the next few weeks and, you know, leading up to the end of a lot of learners in Central South Africa's scholastic careers. Né? And I think it's valuable information there. It's and the one thing that stands out for me is the fact that, Dr. Angie just mentioned that it's not our exam. There's nie
not
my exam.
Our exam. We've done
as
ours.
As ouer, jy het jou examen geskryf, so nou is dit 'n ondersteuningsrol. En jy weet, maak seker daar snacks, maak seker, jy weet, die huis is akkommoderend vir die volgende paar weke, want dit is belangrik. So kom ons maak dit so gerieflik as moontlik en kom ons as ouers, jy weet, en die res van die gesin bied 'n ondersteuningsrol sodat jy weet die proses net 'n bietjie meer gemaklik aangepak kan word. Maar vir ieder en elke matriekleerder, vir ieder en elke matriekonderwyser, jy weet, sterkte.
Sterkte.
Met die volgende paar weke. Die einde is in sig. So, hey, is nou maak of breek.
The Good Morning Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., only on OFM. Brought to you by NutriFeeds, the formula for success.